Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Stacy Dales, NFL Network correspondent.
Here at Hallis Hall, as expected, continued buzz around the quarterbacks, especially when it comes to the 11th overall pick, Justin Fields.
Breaking down the latest from the Bears beat and news from around the NFL.
The other thing I would say about Justin Fields, it's really interesting when I go and I look at our research packet, Next Gen Stats, he has the highest sack rate and the highest blitz rate among all quarterbacks in the National Football League. This guy is getting heat, and he's getting heat from everywhere. And that right there changes your mindset at the line of scrimmage.
Former WNBA All-Star.
And the ball stolen away. Didn't see her coming, and Perkins gets the clean steal. Over to Dales, easy land. Stacy Dales off a beautiful feed from Elaine Powell.
Stacy Dales with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a joy to talk to Stacy Dales, and she joins us on the guest hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Stacy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mully and Haw. I'm awesome. I'm super pumped. The Chicago Sky won a WNBA championship. Big shout out to them. James Wade, Michael Alter, Candace Parker. Couldn't be happier for them and ready to go in week 7.
You had to take some pride in that, Stacy, in all seriousness, because you scored the first basket in Sky history. And here they are 15 years later celebrating a championship.
It just makes me old, David. So
Well,
I don't even remember who I was then. Okay. So I'm very proud of them. You know, there's still some fixtures with that franchise that, you know, I was with all those years ago. And so I'm really excited for them. You know, that even Ann Crosby was basically our strength coach. She is still with that team and probably the best. I've worked with several great strength coaches in my career. She might be the best ever. So I'm just really happy for them and what a great team performance they put on through the playoffs.
Yeah, no question about it. And the celebration yesterday was fantastic, too. It was great to see that many people come out, and they brought the broken door, which I thought was a real funny thing to do. A great sense of humor. A lot of fun. The broken door. We got to get like a Twitter account for the broken door. You know, it has to happen.
Maybe they can put it at Daily Plaza next to the Picasso statue. Yeah.
Great. All right. So, Stacy, look, I said to David during the break, I can't wait to get some new information and start focusing on Tampa, because we've been so kind of Aaron Rodgers owns the team. And how the response to that is, and what Olin said to us, and then what he said, and the whole, it's almost like a little tiresome, the story. But God bless him. He owns the Bears. He's done unbelievably against them in his career, 22-5. You can't argue that. And they must have felt pretty good because that was a more contested game than you thought it would be. And they didn't really win by throwing the ball. They won by running the ball, and that might have been unexpected.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, listen, we're going to talk about Aaron Rodgers until, as far as, you know, the Bears go, until he's no longer a Green Bay Packer. I mean, he does own the Bears, and I had to do a recap on our shows on Monday on NFL Network, and I mean, the numbers are undeniable. You guys know it. I mean, he's 22-5 all time against the Bears. He's 11-3 at Soldier Field. You know, he's even played an NFC championship at Soldier Field. So until you beat somebody, I mean, we said this about Michael Jordan, guys. Like, everybody hated Michael Jordan who wasn't a Bulls fan. Okay, I happen to be a Bulls fan. So I was very pleased for many years. You know, the Green Bay Packers are who they are. And they're actually my game this week against the Washington football team. But as far as the Bears go, listen, I think this defense is really special. Robert Quinn's going to be an issue out this week on the COVID reserve list. It's going to be an issue because he demands now, the way he's playing, the motor he's playing with now in his 11th season, he demands so much attention. And this Bears defense, I think for listeners out there, they held the Bucs to 19 points in week 5 last year. And Sean Desai, I love Chuck Pagano, one of my great friends in the league, Sean Desai wasn't the defensive coordinator. Look how he has these guys playing this year, right? Last year's Week 5 game was the second fewest by the Bucs in 2020, okay, their output offensively. So when you can hold Tom Brady to 19 points in a game, it's significant. I think this Bears defense is really good, and the reason I believe that is because I listen to other coaches. You know, I talked to Nathaniel Hackett on the field before the game. I've listened to Matt LaFleur in press conferences. Bruce Arians, the coach of the Bucs this week, said this defense alongside the Saints and the Rams is the best they'll face all season long. So when other coaches say this is the best defense because the Packers said it, Matt LaFleur said it, Nathaniel Hackett, the offensive coordinator, told me this is the best defense we have seen and will probably see all year long. I believe them when they tell me that. Or when they say that. So I think, you know, this will be another good football game. We'll see if the offense can score some points.
Big reason why, Stacey, is Jalen Johnson. And you had a post-game interview with Devontae Adams where he declared himself the best receiver in football. And I don't think anybody in Chicago would argue with that. Jalen Johnson had a pretty good game, though, in limiting him in terms of targets, in terms of receptions. What did you think overall about Jalen Johnson's job on Devontae Adams? And how much faith do you have that he can have a similar type game against Mike Evans or whoever he decides to shadow in Tampa?
Yeah, I think it's a great point, David. Jalen is becoming quite a player. In fact, during my post-game interview with Devontae, he mentioned 33. You know, I listen to what players tell me, what coaches tell me, and I have great respect for that. And Devontae, in our post-game interview, said, 33 is a good player now. And so when you hear that from an 8-year veteran like Devontae Adams, who right now is the best receiver in the league, because there's a lot of good ones. Cooper Kupp is right up there. Obviously, Stephon Diggs. You know, there's several that are playing at a high level. Jamar Chase. Goodness gracious. D-Hop. But yeah. Right now, given the numbers and consistency, Devontae is the best receiver in the National Football League. And so he has respect for Jalen Johnson. I like the way they're using him because Devontae Adams is also, by the way, seeing so many different coverage looks. And for Jalen and now his second year to be able to sort of master what Sean Desai wants him to do against a guy like that on Sunday, I think it's fantastic. And you're right. Until he had that 41-yard reception in the fourth quarter that really, you know, pushed this game away for the Bears, I think they did a pretty good job defensively overall, especially against a team that wants to marry the run with the pass. And that's what the Packers are doing right now and why I think they're still good offensively. They're not what we saw last year offensively, but they're still really good and they're going to get better.
You know, we were talking about what you do with Jalen Johnson against Tampa. You know, you think about those. If you wanted to put him on one guy, you're almost spoiled for choice, which is not a good thing. Obviously, Mike Evans, we know how good he is and how big he is, all the things he can do. Antonio Brown has been a real bailout receiver for Brady. You know, Godwin is not a guy that you would think of trying to shut him down alone. But in terms of Evans and Antonio, who would you try to stop?
I think Antonio's coming along at a pace better than obviously we saw last year.
Right.
It's a hard proposition because we don't know if Gronk is going to play in this game. Mm-hmm. So when Bruce Arians was asked about all these guys, I mean, he's making progress. When he comes back, that changes the entire scope of how you defend this football team, right, from the rib injuries. So you have a query, right, when you look at Evans, Godwin, and Antonio Brown. So here's what I'm most concerned about, though. If I'm looking at this game as a fan, Leonard Fournette has become the, you know, perennial back for that football team, and he's doing it in the pass game and he's doing it in the run game. And now you add Gronk back. We'll see when he returns. Is he healthy enough to return this week? Bruce Arians couldn't answer that question, Mully, on Monday. So, there's a lot of challenges if you're the Bears defensively. And when you enter in Rob Gronkowski, if he's able to be healthy enough to play, that changes how you defend, like the entire shell of your defense, basically. So, I don't know if I can, you know, marry Jalen Johnson with any one guy.
Right.
For me, it's how do you defend this nucleus offensively?
So with the Bears offense, Stacey, when you go and look at the Bucs defense, they stop the run so well. You wonder which direction that will lead Matt Nagy and Bill Lazor. Will they say, okay, we're going to try to run the ball anyway because we want to try to have as many rushing attempts as possible, reduce the game and play keep away? Or do they say, okay, we have very little chance of winning this game. We're going to go high risk, high reward, open things up for Justin Fields because this, you know, this is the way to attack the vulnerable spot in the Bucs defense, which is the secondary, and we'll take our shots. What do you think they'll do?
I think they'll do what we've seen because they're still grooming this young rookie quarterback. I mean, they think their identity is to run the football. Now they're going to face the number one rush defense in the National Football League. I think they're still going to try to run it because they have to. I mean, just my common sense, David, tells me they have to try to run the ball because that's what's working for them right now. You know, when I look at the Bears offensively, the tight windows that Fields is trying to throw to, they're too tight. Either they have to, like, push this thing in every different direction to get some receivers open. I did think they tried to take some shots downfield against the Packers on Sunday. We saw the interception in the end zone from Fields, but I do think they want to expand this offense. I mean, Nagy said on Monday that they're starting to see the type of throws he likes, and it is going to be a process. He's starting to capture sort of the concepts within this offense that they want him to capture. But how do you go away from what's working for you? I think they start out running the ball. I think you have to against Tampa. Here's what also concerns me. I mean, this is a really good defense. Yes, you're right, David. They've shown they can be challenged in their secondary in the pass game, but they're blitzing on almost 40% of opposing quarterback dropbacks. That's the second highest rate in the NFL. What have we talked about the last few weeks? Justin Fields is seeing so much pressure. He's obviously getting sacked a whole bunch. But the Bucs blitz and they pressure the quarterback. They pressure the quarterback on 38% of blitzes, which is the fifth highest rate in the league. So Justin Fields is going to see more and more and more heat until the Bears figure out a way to take that pressure off of him and get some easy throws for him. And so while I think they're going to run the football, I would just love to see him get some easy completions to where everything doesn't feel so, you know, when you're like, you feel some anxiety in life and you stop and you tense up. I just feel like watching the Bears right now, that's, I just want it to be relaxed. I want them to relax.
Yeah.
It is too hard.
Yeah. I want them to relax into an offensive rhythm to where it looks comfortable for Justin Fields. And I think as he learns, maybe that will come, because I do believe in Justin Fields. I think he's a really good, talented quarterback. And again, the opposing coaches, they say that every week, right? The potential is off the charts.
Stacey, thanks a ton. Great catching up with you as always.
Great stuff.
Awesome, guys. Have a great week 7, and I'll talk to you next week.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.